This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
You can't put the apple bob in here.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm not lugging this heavy great tub round anywhere else.
It always goes the other side of the orchard. By the drinks and food and that.
Yeah, well, I'm under orders from Clary. Says she got soaked last apple day.
Oh, it don't matter if I do, eh? Me use knocking on 96, eh?
You're only just 95.
Right next to my pin the maggot on the apple, no?
I'll put a tarp up between them, okay? And Oliver's supervising the apple bobbing. He won't stand no nonsense.
What if you say?
And I'll be the other side of you, on the side of club stall.
All right then. Hey, I saw them cider club flyers with him done on the computer. Very smart.
Ain't they?
Read very well, they do. Newly refurbished clubhouse, every comfort.
I cribbed that off the golf club website.
Yeah, well, I told you it's a good idea moving that chase long of Caroline Sterling's in there.
Yeah, you did, and you were right. Oh, we could do with some new members signing up, though, paying their subs.
Might help the cash flow, eh?
Yeah. Well, now me and Clary's got half the rent to find every month. Yeah,
well, I suppose Clary did the right thing, hiding the rent money away.
Well, I shan't have two brass farthings to do anything for our anniversary next month.
Oh, who'd have thought you two'd make it to 35 years?
Oh, thanks a lot.
No. I'm thrilled for you, Eddie. I really am. You picked the right good one there.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind Clary thinking so too. I mean, the Aldridges went on that swanky holiday to Venice for their anniversary, didn't they?
Oh, Clary wouldn't expect that.
No, but a meal out would have been nice.
Yeah, well, I know. Having to get the vet out last week.
I'll never begrudge you any expense on Bartleby, Dad.
I came to check how busy you were, but I don't think I've ever seen the tea room so quiet.
They're all at Apple Day, Fallon reckons. But I've reserved your usual table anyway, Tony.
Thanks, Kirsty. Helen's taken Henry over to the community orchard. Get him out of the way before Rob arrives.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, I'll see you there.
Where are you going?
I was always going to go later. I'm meeting Roy. But it's so dead in here, Fallon said I can go now.
It's usually good fun.
Yeah. So Helen tells me she's not going to make a complaint against Rob.
No.
Don't get me wrong, I can see why not. Between you and me, Tony, I'd have loved to see him get what he deserves.
Oh, wouldn't we all? But I think Helen's done the right thing for her. Probably for all of us.
You're in the front line, aren't you? You're the one who has to see Rob every week.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'm fine. But Helen has to go forward now. Put it all behind her.
I suppose so. Oh, watch out.
Afternoon, Tony.
Oh, Kirsty.
Rob.
So, where's my boy?
I'll go and get him. I would point out, though, it's only 5:02. Your contact will start on time.
I should hope so.
Oh, I've reserved you a table.
I'm happy here, thanks.
But the usual
one... I don't see why I should be stuck away by the toilets when the place is empty. Or at any time, come to that. It's not like I've got anything to be ashamed of.
There you are, Kira. Some sweeties for you.
Thanks, great-granddad Joe.
Got your maggot right smack on the core, didn't you?
Oh, with a little help.
I'm going to give some to Henry.
Oh, I don't know. In my day, the best you could hope for was to try and peep under the blindfold.
Oh, well, she's only little.
Yeah. No favouritism at all.
Afternoon, Alice. Nice to see you supporting us.
Oh, I'm working, Eddie. It's not a pleasure trip.
Working? Who come?
Oh, I'm signing people up for the Christmas show.
Are you? I thought it was Kate that was helping Linda.
Oh, well, Kate's here somewhere. Or she was.
Yeah, that's a point. I ain't seen Linda's snail yet.
Well, Robert come to that. That's funny. Something happened to him.
How long have you got?
He's a proper Grundy. £3 an hour he's charging me for the loan of his dog.
Oh, well, we better get on with these photos then.
Jenny wanted to know why I wanted her in the first place.
What did you say?
Well, I wanted to tell him the truth, that I'm thinking of going
dating?
It's dating, Roy, not internet porn. Jazz has probably told everyone by now anyway.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that. Anyway, I told George I was thinking of getting a dog. I wanted to try it out.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Can we just do these pictures, Kirsty? Time's ticking on.
Sure, let's find somewhere quiet away from it all.
Oh, perfect. Two birds, one question.
Oh, hi, Alice.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Ollie. Oh, hello. Right, now, I can see you two absolutely storming it.
Hey?
Cinderella and Prince Charming. Snow White and Prince Florian. Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Whoa. What are you on about?
Well, the panto, obviously.
Well, how have you got dragged in?
Yeah. Where's Linda? Or Kate?
Oh, I should have had a T-shirt printed. Okay, so, once upon a time, there was a woman called Linda who lived in a little village called Ambridge.
Yeah, look. Can we walk and talk? This dog will have me arm off.
It's a rum do, though. Linda Snell not here to cast her own panto.
Oh, typical, isn't it? Another example of the class divide. How some people can just take off on a whim while us Grundies stuck at the bottom of the heap.
Never mind, Eddie. Maybe it's the next generation we got to look to. George and Kira are bright kids.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be the ones that'll make our fortune.
Oh, it sounds a nightmare, Alice. Roy, can you come closer into Holly?
Do I have to?
Yes, and try to look as if she's your dog, not some stray you've found in a skip.
Is that better?
A bit. So go on, Alice.
Oh, well, poor Coriander. The first day sightseeing in New York, she's so busy looking around, she trips and breaks her ankle.
Oh.
So Robert and Linda get this SOS. Coriander and Oscar are flying back today, need meeting at the airport, driving home and generally looking after.
Oh, what about Justin?
Well, he's on a work trip over there. He can't come back. He's away 3 weeks.
What? Linda's not going to be away for 3 weeks, surely?
I don't know. This is the urgent one. It's Oscar's half term.
What about Grey Gables? She is owed a lot of holiday, though.
Well, that's your problem. I've got enough to think about with the show.
Oh, it might help if you knew what it was.
Oh, tell me about it.
OK, Roy, something different now. Can you go, like, nose-to-nose with Holly?
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be so cute. Maybe she could lick your face.
No way. I'm not really a dog person. In fact, I'm not much of an animal person.
OK, well, just give her a hug, then.
Like this?
No! Like you're enjoying it.
Better?
It'll do, I suppose. Hold it there. So, you don't know what the panto is, but Linda's still left a wish list for casting.
Yes. The cream of Ambridge's acting talent, apparently.
What, me and Kirsty are on it?
Yeah, well, of course. You were brilliant in Calendar Girls, Roy. Everyone says so.
Yeah, well...
You both were. But between ourselves, I'm kind of ignoring Linda's list anyway. It's so prescriptive. I mean, the panto should be for everyone, shouldn't it?
Well, who have you got so far?
Kids. Kira, the Button Girls.
Oh, desperate.
I know. But can you blame people? Who wants to sign up for a mystery play? Literally.
Kirsty, that must be enough now. I promised Eddie I'd give him a hand clearing up when it's all over.
Oh, that won't be for a while yet.
Maybe, but I'm worried about catching something. Well, it's okay for you two, upwind, but Holly's been rolling in something disgusting.
You've done a grand job. Is that the last of the trestles?
I think so.
If you could stick it against the tree for now, Roy.
Oh, OK. Oh, is Alan taking them all back down to the village hall?
Yep. I'll see how Dad's getting on with the tarpaulin.
Well, that was a wasted afternoon.
How have you got on with your list?
Well, I haven't. Hardly anyone on it was here, and those that were said no, like you did.
Has Kate done any better?
Well, she was only here 5 minutes.
Sounds right. Mm. Who have you got?
Like I said, Molly and Tilly Button, Kira and George, maybe.
Right.
So, you know, I thought, great, reel in Ed and Emma, but no hope. Emma says neither of them's got time. She was quite definite about it. So, the only adults I've got are people you'd never want.
Not Barry.
Ugh, and his evil twin, Nathan Booth.
Well, Panto always need villains, doesn't it?
Mm.
Hey, how about... I know. Cinderella. Those two as the ugly sisters and a gender-bending role-share buttons with the button girls.
Right!
Well, and you could always work on Kirsty.
But to be Cinders?
Well, she didn't actually say no, did she?
Well, not in so many words, but she made it pretty clear.
Well, I'm sure you can work your magic with her.
Oh, right, you're a genius.
Right, Trestle.
Eddie, listen. What if the panto's Cinderella? Kira's in it? Maybe George. Say you'll do it too?
Oh, I don't know. Oh.
Go on, Eddie. You know you'll want to.
Yeah, please, pretty please. You can have a song.
Yeah?
A solo.
Yeah, why not? And a sitting down role for Joe.
Yeah, that's right. And, Clary is fairy godmother.
Oh, Clary would love that.
Well, deal?
All right, done.
There you are, Alice. Wasn't so difficult.
I know. What's all the fuss about every year? Let's do the show right here.
Bye-bye, little fella. Oh, you don't want to leave your daddy, eh?
He's tired, that's all.
Why, don't you worry. I'll see you again very soon.
It's all right. I've got you, Jack. So how's the house hunting going, Rob?
Hmm? Oh, can't wait to go.
Oh?
Well, that place doesn't exactly have the best memories for me. Nearly bleeding to death on the kitchen floor, thanks to your daughter.
Now, look here.
Don't worry, Tony. I shan't be going far. Not with this little one to consider. And, of course, I start my new job on Monday.
Is that right? Well, I'll get Jack inside.
There is one thing, actually.
Yes?
The midweek contact. It could be difficult once I'm working full-time.
Oh, well, I'm afraid that's your problem.
I was thinking we might come to some arrangement.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, perhaps move the midweek hour to Saturday. Or split the time evenly, 2 hours each day, Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because your contact has been set by the court to happen on certain days. You know we can't alter that.
Yeah, but by mutual agreement we can...
It's what the court has established, Rob, as well you know.
Right, if you're immovable on the day, maybe we can change the location.
What?
Well, I don't suppose you're going to let me into your house, so how about you bring him over to mine?
You've got a nerve. Your contact is in the tea room. The days are set, and if you want to see Jack midweek, you'll have to organise your working hours around it.
I see.
If it's so important to you, I'm sure you'll manage it.
Oh, yes. You can be sure I will.
Susan, haven't you got the other new kind in stock with the little biscuity bits in?
I'm not very impressed with any of them, to be honest.
Well, that's my favourite.
They're all much of a muchness, if you ask me.
How can you say that? The biscuity one's far and away the nicest. There's something about it makes the chocolate taste
so... Oh, Neil, I'm not talking about chocolate.
Oh.
What am I talking about? Oh, honestly, sometimes I think I could say I've been made Prime Minister and you'd just say, oh, that's nice for you, love.
Yes, I probably would, because I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
You're not getting round me like that.
Sorry. What were you talking about? Oh,
photographers, what else?
Oh.
I've been looking at some websites.
Well, no, you didn't think much of the bloke Robert suggested.
Oh, no, I did not. I want someone who's a bit more up to date with things. Something a bit more imaginative than us all sat round looking like the opening credits of the Waltons.
Well, that's exactly what we wanted, a nice family group.
No. I want something more modern, stylish, distinctive.
Distinctive? Doesn't that usually mean pricey? But
can I remind you, Neil, that this photograph was your idea?
Yes, I know it was, love.
You didn't say anything about doing it on a shoestring when you dangled it in front of me.
And I'm not saying that now, but...
If we're going to do it, and if I'm going to be happy with it, then it's worth getting the right photographer, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is. Whatever it costs.
Thank you. Now, have a look at this. There's one studio in particular that seems to do a lot of society weddings.
That sounds perfect. Look, I'll take this one, love. Put 60p in the till, will you?
Neil!
Oh, after you! Thanks, Kenton. Bye!
Well,
he was in a hurry.
Oh, he's got arcs to move. Oh, now I'm glad I've seen you, Kenton.
The pleasure's all mine.
That photo you had done for your mum and dad's anniversary. Their 50th, was it?
Blimey, I'd forgotten all about that.
I know that size-wise it was a bit, problematic.
Yeah, just a bit.
But in terms of the composition, the lighting, were you pleased with it?
Well, like I say, I can't really remember much about it. Except the stick that I got for messing up the measurements.
Oh, where did it end up?
We've got it at the Bull.
Really?
Yeah.
Could I take a look?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I wouldn't mind a peek at it myself.
Well, let's get on with it then.
Yes, me and Johnny are going to collect the Fordson later.
So, you wanted to talk about finances, you said. But shouldn't Helen be here too?
No.
In fact, we especially don't want her here.
But if it's about the farm...
Well, it is and it isn't.
The thing is, Tom, Helen's only just got her head around not making a complaint against Rob, and she's got to go and see about the divorce this week.
We don't want to overburden her.
But, Dad, she's entitled to know what's...
It's about the legal bills for the family court hearings. Hers and ours.
Oh. Oh, I see.
We finally braced ourselves and totted it up last week.
It was a pretty sobering experience. Oh, thank goodness it's only the family court bills we're having to grapple with.
Go on.
Over 30 grand.
That's staggering.
I know. We've worked out what we can do, but we wanted to run it past you before we put it to Helen.
Yeah, we'd like to present her with a solution, not a problem.
Yeah, of course. Oh, but please don't say we've got to go to Gran.
No, absolutely not.
Good. So, I assume you want to apply to extend the mortgage?
Exactly. But as you and Helen are the ones who'll be paying it off down the line...
I don't have a problem with it, Mum.
Oh, good. That is a great relief.
Yes, thanks, Tom.
No, it's the only option. No, thank heavens you had the chance to buy the farm.
I know. Who'd have thought we'd ever be in a position to be grateful to Matt Crawford?
Who'd have thought we'd ever be in a position where Helen was accused of trying to murder her husband?
I know.
Of course, that's not the end of the legal fees. There's still the final hearing to get through.
Right, if we can move these chairs... Mm-hmm. Oh, can you take this lampshade off me,
Susan? Oh, sure. Oh, careful, Kenton. There's a huge spider on it.
It's all right, don't panic. Whoa, that is a big one.
Oh, is it gone?
Yeah. Took a look at me and ran for it.
Oh, I can't bear spiders.
Oh, it won't hurt you.
No, that's what everyone says. It doesn't help.
So you won't be favouring us with your custom on Halloween then, I take it?
No. Saw the ones you got hanging up in the bar. Ooh, horrible great things.
It was a waste of money getting them from the cash and carry and the cobwebs. I could have got real ones from here.
Yeah. It's a superhero theme on Monday, Alice says.
And supervillains, yeah. Yeah, I thought we'd ring the changes.
And what are you going as? Spider-Man?
Don't know yet. Right, I think that we should be able to get at this photograph now.
Oh, I'll help you with the sheet.
Right, and the moment of truth. Whoa.
Oh. Oh, it is big, isn't it? You're all almost life size.
Oh, don't you start. I had enough of that from my family at the time.
Let's have a look.
Yeah. Sorry it's a bit dark in here.
Oh, no, you're okay. Actually, I think it's pretty good of all of you.
Yeah, we brush up all right, don't we?
Oh, look at little Ben and Josh and the twins. Oh, Elizabeth hasn't changed a bit, nor Alistair much.
Oh, come on, he's a lot greyer now.
Well, that hasn't done George Clooney any harm, has it? At least Alistair's still got hair. You've lost a fair bit.
Well, it's never done Bruce Willis any harm,
has it? I'm only saying.
Well, if we're going to get personal, I mean, blimey, Dave looks pretty porky. And even dear old Nige looks chubby. I reckon that I've slimmed down a bit.
Do you think so?
Yes, definitely.
Maybe.
Well, thanks very much. I do you a favour, all I get is insults.
Okay. You're a fine figure of a man.
Thank you.
It's a useful lesson, though. The camera can add pounds.
See you later, love.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.
I don't know, Mum. With the bills we've got, it seems a funny time for Dad to splash out on some old tractor fit only for scrap.
Oh, Tom.
Well, doesn't it?
You're not here, are you? You don't see it every week.
See what?
What your father looks like after those contact sessions. I mean, think about it. You know how we all felt when we saw Rob in court, and now twice a week your father has to sit across a table from him, watching him try and establish some kind of bond with Jack.
Yeah, I suppose so.
He has to deal with it all.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mum.
You shouldn't be so quick to judge.
No, you're right. I suppose I hadn't thought about what it must really be like.
Well, he hides it pretty well, but it does get to him.
Of course it does.
So, if he can get a bit of relaxation, pleasure even, hard as it might be for us to understand by tinkering with a camshaft, then good luck to him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm lucky, I guess. I got to run away to Canada when I needed it.
Yes, well, your dad doesn't have that luxury.
No. I should have thought. You won't hear another word out of me about the tractor.
Good. I don't suppose, out of all this, well, I know you're back being friends with Kirsty.
Sorry, Mum. Nothing doing. We're friends. And that's it.
I think Alice has done a brilliant job.
Mm-hmm.
She's sorted what the panto should be and done half the casting. Linda's only been gone a day.
Well, Linda's thanked her, I hope.
Oh, she hasn't even got back to her, if you ask me. Linda doesn't like Alice making it all look so easy. Can you pass me the cheese, Neil?
Oh, this cheese.
What? Well, where's it all... What? Oh, Neil, you've never eaten all that.
I was hungry. You can grate some more.
No, well, I'll have to now, won't I? Pass us the board.
Sorry, Susan.
Thanks.
So, what did you think of Kenton's photograph?
Oh, actually, not bad.
Oh, good. And it was a local photographer?
Borchester.
Great.
No, not so great. Because when I rang the number Kenton phoned for me, it was a kebab shop. Seems the bloke packed up and went abroad 4 years ago.
That's a pity.
Yeah, because I really thought with a bit of guidance, you know, he might have got what I was looking for.
So, the search continues.
Yeah, but I brought a few magazines back from the shop.
Bought your life?
Yeah, the one I showed you earlier. Yeah. You have a look, Neil. See what you think about some of the wedding pictures.
Okay.
Or I suddenly thought about the photographer who took those lovely pictures of Christopher.
What? The ones we had done when he was a nipper at the shop in the precinct?
No, no. After his diploma ceremony at that place in London.
Hey, hang on. You're thinking of booking us in with a London photographer,
well,
now?
There's nobody local any good.
Right. And what are these other magazines? Are they for Christopher?
It's not Christopher who needs any guidance on health and fitness, Neil.
Hey?
There's a lot in there you could benefit from.
6 weeks to a six-pack.
Look and learn.
Manscaping?
Everybody's doing it.
Sat back and... If you think I'm doing anything down there...
Oh,
you...
no, of course not. But you'll need a decent haircut and the rest before the big day.
Well, of course I'd have done that anyway.
And not from your usual place either. From one of those smart new barbers that's opened up.
All right, if that's all...
But no, it isn't. Not quite.
Susan!
Your hair isn't the only thing that needs trimming down a bit. Oh, I can pinch more than an inch, Neil.
Oh, no. Not a diet, love, please. Not this time of year. Not when it's cold and dark.
And the only six-pack you're interested in is a six-pack of crisps. Oh, no, it's not easy, love, but... You do want us all to look our best for this photograph, don't you?
Of course I do, but...
Neil, I'll do it with you. I wouldn't mind losing a pound or two.
You know, I think you're perfect just as you are.
Oh, that's very kind, but I think you're biased. They've got a special theme at the ball for Halloween, you know.
Yeah, I know. Superheroes.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be Catwoman than Fatwoman. And you'd like to be my superhero, wouldn't you? My very own Superman.
Adam, darling.
Oh, Lillian.
Back on that tractor again. Where are you dashing off to now?
Taking silage to the deer.
I know there's always work to be done. And call me an interfering old biddy if you like, but I've been worrying about you.
Oh? Why?
Darling, when you're not out on the tractor, you're up here shut away in the office. Till gone 7 last night.
Catching up on paperwork.
And I know Ian wasn't working. I saw him on his own in the pub.
No, well...
And then you're back out with the crows at crack of dawn. I mean, that's hardly a good work-life balance, is it, darling? I thought you two were trying to patch things up.
We are. We're trying. We're both trying very hard, but... Oh, I don't know, it all feels so difficult. I suppose it'll get better in time, but right now, it still doesn't feel right.
Well, it's no good trying to force these things.
It was so easy before. We didn't have to think about it. We just said things, did things together. Now it's like we've forgotten. Sometimes it feels more like an awkward first date than two people who've known each other for years, lived together for years.
Give it more time. Be patient.
How long's it going to take?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but avoiding Ian isn't going to help, is it?
I guess not.
Well, I'm sure that there's nothing I can do, but if there is...
Actually, one thing you could do...
Uh-huh.
Our farm walk next month, the 17th. It looks like Mum may be catering for more than we first thought.
Oh, how many more?
I had an email from a soils discussion group the other side of Felpersham. There could be 18 of them coming, so we might end up with 50 mouths to feed.
So, what would you like me to do?
If you could stop Mum panicking, offer her some moral support.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, as moral as you like.
Thanks.
Oh, and Adam, try and get home early tonight, won't you?
What's this soup again, Susan?
Oh, red pepper and tomato with chickpeas.
It's very nice.
Oh, well, don't sound so surprised, Neil. A diet doesn't have to mean deprivation, does it?
No. Well, is there any more?
Oh, I gave you an enormous help here.
Yeah, but a tiny bit of bread.
I was going to freeze the rest. Oh, go on then.
No, thanks.
Just half a bowl, please. It's a nice colour, isn't it?
Well, red?
Saw a dress this colour in Underwoods last week.
Uh-huh.
I know I wouldn't usually go for red, but I was saying to Emma, I'll have had a spray tan, so...
Will you?
Well, only a subtle one, a light covering. I mean, I don't want winter white arms, do I?
well, no, I suppose not. Tis just you having the tan, is it?
What? Oh, well, you don't need one, do you? You've got a year-round tan working outside. Oh,
that's all right, then.
Mind you, lots of men do have them. Male grooming. It's big business now. No, no more bread, Neil.
Huh? Shouldn't you be getting off to the shop?
Yeah, in a minute.
You don't want to be late.
Oh, all right. What are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, me and Jess are relaying part of a hedge.
Oh, well, mind you wear your gloves.
Of course I will.
And you can always use my hand cream that's by the sink, you know.
Look, don't worry, I won't let you down. I'll put my hands in my pockets for the photo, shall I? Or behind my back, like the Duke of Edinburgh?
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Or stand behind George, half out of sight.
Oh, Neil, love, I'm sorry... It's a lovely thing you've offered to do, this photo. I really appreciate it.
Well...
But if we're going to spend all this money on it, it's worth us all looking our best, isn't it?
Yeah, OK.
Right. I'll get going.
Oh, OK, love.
Oh, and I know exactly how much is left of that loaf. So no cheating, please.
There. Well, now it's all cleaned up, it doesn't look quite so dramatic.
Thanks, Alistair. So,
Oh, a jab of penicillin and an anti-inflammatory should do the job.
Uh-huh. Great. How soon can he go back to work?
I'll give him 48 hours R&R, feed him up a bit, bring him down a couple of ewes to keep him company.
Yeah, that doesn't sound so bad, does it? Hold still.
Well, you got him.
Yep.
All done.
There you go. Well, I hope we'll still get this level of service when you're with Lovell James.
Oh, I don't see why not. A valuer's at the practice today, actually. Mine's coming in tomorrow.
More steaming ahead, then?
Yep.
And you're all set to be a wage slave?
I'm looking forward to it.
Alistair, are you there?
In here, Shula.
Oh, Adam, hi.
Hi.
Jennifer wasn't quite sure where you were.
That's not a problem, is there, with the accountant chap?
Not exactly.
I've got a couple of calls to make. I'll see you before you go, Alistair.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, bye, Adam.
Bye.
So.
Denise took a call earlier from someone called Anisha Jayakodi.
Never heard of her.
Well, I called her back. She's an equine vet in a practice outside Worcester.
I've still never heard of her.
Well, she's heard of you and that you're selling up. And she might be interested in buying in.
A partnership?
Exactly.
But Shula, it's too late. I've agreed to sell to Lovell James.
Well, nothing's signed.
But my mind's made up.
Is it? Really?
Yes. And we've been through all this. We need the money. I'm selling the whole practice, not a half.
Half the money would more than cover what I need behind me as a joint master. And you wouldn't have the commute. And you wouldn't lose so much independence.
Shula, why are you doing this?
Just have a word with this Anisha, please. Isn't it worth that at least?
That's really nice.
Hello, love.
Oh, hi, love. How did you get on with the hedge?
Oh, not bad, thanks. We got soaked through in that shower,
though.
Oh,
bad luck.
Yeah, I'm starving. What's for a... Oh, Susan.
What?
That's not my tea, is it? Not after your experience with that juice cleanse.
Oh, no, no way. Don't worry, I'm not going there again.
Oh, good. Well, what then? It looks a bit like that dip you made in the summer, the green one.
We're not eating it. Hmm? It's a face pack.
Oh, one of your beauty nights.
No, it's for you.
Me?
Well, both of us.
You want me to put on a face pack?
Yes. It'll soothe your poor wind-blown rain-lash face.
Look, can't I just have a wash?
Oh, come on, Neil. I'll do it too. We can do it together.
Oh, yeah?
Since you ask, it's a chili con carne for tea.
Chili?
Mm-hmm. But it's still defrosting. So while we wait... Oh, go on. Let's give this face pack a whirl.
Yes, OK. Pencil the 19th and 20th for now, then.
Well, that
yes,
was...
Oh, you too.
Sorry.
Yeah, OK. Bye, Neville. Sorry.
I don't know, Sheila. I turned my back for 5 minutes and you're conducting a wild affair with Neville Boone.
Thanks, if that's the best I can do. It was about the bell ringer's supper, actually.
A likely story.
Anyway, you were off talking to Anisha.
Yes. Aha. Shall we finish off this Merlot?
Oh, yes, please.
Should just about stretch to a glass each.
Well, go on. What did you think of her?
She seems okay.
You were on the phone quite a while for someone who's only okay.
Well, she was very chatty. Certainly got a lot to say for herself.
In a good way? A way that might be of interest?
Possibly.
Alistair, will you stop being so cagey? Did you like the sound of her?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers. Well, like you said, she's an equine expert. So the fact the practice is based here at the stables is a big attraction.
But doesn't she see plenty of horses where she is at the moment?
Apparently not. It's a mixed practice, a bit suburban. I got the impression it's more hamsters than horses. And as she's got a certificate in equine orthopaedics...
Oh, has she?
She feels she's being wasted.
She could be very good news for both of us, darling. So what else did you find out?
Well, apparently she's got her own horse. Gather she's done quite a bit of eventing.
Really? Well?
Well, what?
How did you leave it? Do you still feel obliged to Lovell James?
I don't know. She seemed very keen to come over and take a look.
And?
I suggested the weekend. Perhaps lunch on Sunday, then a look round.
See? That wasn't so bad, was it?
Yeah, not bad at all. Quite restful, lying back in our chairs like that.
There you are, then. You do look funny. Hmm? Just those googly eyes peeking out.
And you look good enough to eat.
Yeah, all right. We'll get the face packs off, then you'll get your tea.
Yeah, hang on. There's no big hurry, is there?
What?
Well, chilli improves the longer you leave it, doesn't it?
Neil.
And as we're both in our dressing gowns already...
Neil!
Why don't we reverse the usual order of play,
eh? Whoa, watch it, you get avocado everywhere.
Well, it's good for your skin, isn't it?
I'm thinking about the carpet.
Well, it's your own fault, Susan. Sensual face masks and bringing home that magazine.
What magazine?
Well, it's not just health and fitness, you know. There's an article about peak performance and how to achieve it. Well, don't answer that.
What?
Pretend we're out.
Well, we can't. They'll have heard us. Anyway, it'll only be Emma.
Emma?
Come in. She said she'd drop in with some bran muffins.
Well, why doesn't she use her key? Well,
because she's got her hands full with the tin. Hi, love.
Shula.
Hello.
Hello.
I came about the bell ringer's supper. You did tell me to call round.
Did you, Neil?
I might have.
But I can see you're busy. So don't worry, it's fine. Another time.
It's no good, Kirsty. This is never going to work.
What?
Well, do you know what the top 10 jobs are for men that get the most swipes on these sites?
Oh, Roy.
Number one, pilot. Number two, company director / entrepreneur.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And then there's, I don't know, doctor, firefighter, IT consultant.
IT consultant?
TV or radio personality, model.
Oh, you are unbelievable.
But where on that list do you see assistant hotel manager?
Well, number 11, probably. And the rest are all lying.
Do you think so?
Quite possibly. Anyway, you're not just any assistant hotel manager, are you? You're the assistant manager of one of the best hotels in Borsetshire.
It's not exactly the Ritz, is it? Or the Savoy?
No, and that's the point. Look, these dating apps are location-based. Anyone who swipes on you is going to be local. They'll have heard of Grey Gables.
Yeah, but it won't say Grey Gables on my profile, will it? I mean, I could be assistant manager of somewhere like... Regals.
Well, so you start messaging. That's when you find out more about each other.
I'll get someone to swipe on me first. Though anyone who does is bound to be a certified bunny boiler, knowing my luck.
Oh, I might have known you'd do this.
Keeps a pickaxe handle in her handbag.
Oh, I knew it. You've been reading top 10 worst dating stories online as well, haven't you?
There was this one poor bloke.
Oh, stop it, Roy. I'm not listening.
Look, it was a nice idea to start with, online dating, but... It's not for me.
This isn't about you, Roy.
Eh?
Not anymore. If you want to waste the money you've spent on chinos and polo shirts and hiring George Grundy's dog for an hour, well, that's fine. But you're not wasting my time taking your photographs for nothing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Well, there's nothing to be sorry for. Because you're going through with this.
Oh, but Kirsty...
It's not just me who's invested in it either.
No?
No. There's Kate and Tom backing you up as well. And Jazza.
Oh, yeah, I've really noticed his support.
And whose idea was this in the first place?
Well, it's Phoebe's, I suppose.
Exactly. Your daughter's. Are you telling me you're going to let her down?
Well...
Phoebe suggested it because she loves you, Roy.
Yeah, I know.
She wants you to have a new start, like she's having uni.
Well, when you put it like that,
Thank you. Now, what time's your lunch break today?
12:30.
Right, well, I'll see if Leroy can cover for me and I'll meet you in the staff room. We're going to get this profile of yours sorted once and for all.
Unbelievable.
Hi, Rex. I wasn't expecting to see you.
I wasn't expecting to be here.
I thought you'd be up at the field with the geese by now.
So did I.
So?
Do you really want me to tell you? Can't you guess?
What's he done now?
No, it's what he hasn't done. We've run out of feed.
What, for the geese? How is that even possible?
When Toby's involved.
Yeah, okay. Stupid of me, very easily.
Been on at him for ages to order some more, but he never did. When we're down to our last couple of bags, I have another go. He promises to pick some up. If I get here this morning, there's not enough even for today.
It can't go on, Rex. You can't... We can't go on like this.
I know.
The geese, the hens, neither business can stand it.
I know that too.
Yeah, you say that, but you never actually deal with it. Not properly.
Josh, it's okay.
You keep letting him get away with
it. I know.
I don't know how you've stood it this long, but I don't think I can take any more.
There's no need.
What?
You're right. My brother's a complete waste of space. We've both been carrying him for far too long. And this time, I really am going to deal with it.
You've said all that before.
No, I mean it. In fact, I've already dealt with it.
Really?
Really.
Well, I think this is the best.
Really? Not this one?
No, look, there's a shadow on your face.
I thought it made me look a bit macho, moody.
A bit male model. Sorry, Roy, you look more like one of the Mafia.
Hi, hi.
Oh, hi, Jazza.
Hi.
Jazz, now in the day, then?
Day off.
Wanted to see if she was up for a session at the weekend. What's occurring?
Nothing.
She's using his profile pictures.
Sounds like a laugh. These wee pastries gone spare.
Yeah, they're yesterday's. Left over from a conference.
Works for me. I should take some up for Neil. He looked tempted by the pig nuts this morning.
How come?
Susan's got him on a diet. Worse, you've seen him up here at Bums and Tums next.
Never mind, Neil. If we're going to do this, shall we get on?
We're nearly there. So, this one of you on your own. This one of you by the fire in the lounge here. Now we need one with Holly.
That's why you got the loan here on Sunday.
I wish it had been a loan. £3 George stung me for her.
Lad after main heart.
Oh, how about this one?
You not putting any of my mates in?
No.
So the lasses here think you're some kind of sad sack loser?
I've got a dog. I'm a lovely, caring human being is what they're going to think.
Mind, you put one in with me in it. I'll only ask who the other guy is, so maybe it's no such a top idea.
Look, do we all agree this is a good one of Roy and Holly?
It's a good one of the dog. Look at her big grin. You don't look so happy, Roy.
I was doing my best.
You look like you've got a bad smell under your nose.
I had. You obviously didn't get near Holly on Apple Day.
I don't think there's a better one.
Can I have a look at what we're saying again? I'm still not sure I should put my degree on there.
Roy, it's been on, it's been off. I'm not changing it again. Right. I'm saving these three pictures.
Look, just one more look.
Get on with it. If you won't, I will.
Look, Jazza, no.
Just post it.
Done.
Thanks very much, Jazz.
My pleasure. You'll soon begin the machine and the gents are proper hammering.
Jazza, that is not what I'm looking for.
Aye, aye. That's what they ought to say.
The Grundys are raising a few turkeys early this year for Thanksgiving.
Really? Is Thanksgiving big in Borsetshire?
It is now, they hope.
The only Thanksgiving around here is to you for helping out. Once this straw's down, Josh, we're done.
No probs.
Rex!
Spoke too soon.
Are you in there? Oh, so you are.
Toby, care to explain?
I don't think it's Rex who needs to do any explaining.
No, not even a text saying you're fired.
What?
Well, what else is there to say?
Plenty, like a reason. Or is this another of your little tantrums?
Toby, there was no feed for the geese. I've done the hens while Rex had to drive to Borchester to get some. I've had to help get the geese out onto the field.
Hang on. Which of you has got the problem here?
He's right. This isn't your fight, Josh. We're only talking about the geese.
Fair enough. I'll leave you to it.
See ya.
See you, Rex.
Well, so, what bit of you're fired don't you understand?
I don't understand being dumped by text by my own brother.
No, well, you wouldn't. Because you don't understand what being a brother to someone actually means.
Ah, and you do.
You don't understand about not letting them down.
about dependability, reliability,
loyalty,
about being worthy of their trust. Yeah, see, you don't want to know. How could I ever have thought a partnership with you was going to work? Oh, yes, I remember. You talked me into it.
And what other options did you have? Your rugby career was over.
Yeah, that's right. Rub it in.
And you were all washed up. If it hadn't been for me coming up with the idea...
Yeah,
then
ideas? Yeah, oh, you can come up with those, all right. But actually making them work when there's a bit of graft involved? No follow-through whatsoever.
It's better than being a boring, no-hope plodder.
You'll never make a farmer. Working with you has been the most frustrating experience of my life.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. That's your real problem, bro. Frustration.
Yeah, and whose fault's that?
Yours. What you need is some action, but you're such a dweeb. You'll never get any woman, let alone Pip.
You!
Oh!
That's got you going, isn't it?
There you are, Roy. That wasn't so bad, was it?
I don't know. I'm exhausted.
Come on, this is just the start.
That's what worries me.
You're not leaving it there.
What do you mean? I've got to wait, haven't I?
Wait? What for?
Till all these women come flocking, according to the two of you, anyway.
You don't need to wait. Start swiping your cell, man.
No, Jazz, not now. I'm not in the mood.
Well, I'm going to go and get some lunch. Anyone want anything?
No, I'm okay, thanks, Kirsty.
Oliver.
Anything that's going, I know.
Right, let's get to it.
No, Jazz. I haven't got the time now anyway.
Rubbish.
I haven't. Linda's off and I can't leave Marlowe on reception by himself. He's new.
Just take a wee look.
Oi, give us me phone.
Yeah. Hey, here we go. Right, Marie. As if.
Yeah, hang on. What's wrong with her?
I've been out with her.
Have you?
You're right, psycho.
She looks very nice.
You can't judge a pasty with a pastry.
Jazz. When you say you've been out with her, are you sure you don't mean after you'd spent the night with her, she quite reasonably expected to see you again?
Like I say, psycho. Anyway, you're too late, she's gone.
Thanks very much.
Well, there's plenty of men out there. No. Oh. No, no.
Oi, what's wrong with them?
Brunettes.
Jazz, we're supposed to be picking for me, not for you.
Oh, sorry, forgot. On we go. Tracy Horriban, anyone?
Oh, have you started? How's it going?
Oh, yeah, oh, great. I've just been matched with Tracy Horriban.
I can't believe Rex would do this to you.
Yeah.
Hitting his little brother. Head back. I'm going to put this on your eye.
Hey, what's this? The vegetarian option?
Steaks only in films. Anyway, we've only got beef burgers.
What, so I get frozen risotto?
But I'm sorry, but this isn't 24-hour A&E. How's that feel?
Cold.
Ow. Baby. I still can't believe it of Rex.
That's not the first time.
What?
He hit me with a rope once, a wet rope.
No, not Rex, how come?
He had snapped when he was swinging across this sort of stream at the bottom of our garden.
Hang on, Toby. It just snapped on its own?
I might have helped it fray a bit.
Oh, you too. But you'll make it up. You've got to.
Why would I do that after this?
Because you've got to work together.
Well, not anymore. And you know what? I'm glad to be out. Rex isn't going anywhere. He'll still be mucking out poultry when he's 50.
Yeah, like I'll be mucking out cows. It's what farmers do.
Not this one.
I thought you wanted to be a farmer.
I do. One who's rich enough to get someone else to do the rubbish jobs.
We'd all like to be that sort of farmer.
And what you need is vision. Identify a niche market and get into it.
But I thought that's what the geese were all about.
Yeah, they were never going to cut it. Not high value enough. Not high margin enough. Not sexy enough.
Sexy farming. Nice. So, what wonder product is going to do it?
I don't know yet, but I'll find something. Come here.
Toby, no. You need to rest.
I won't rest, because I'm going to make it work. I'll prove to you and your gran, and to everybody, I'm not the total waster they all think I am.
Hiya! There you go, sweetheart. Take the pumpkin inside to Grandad.
OK.
I'll be in a minute, Henry.
Hello, love. You're back.
Wow, that was a big pumpkin.
Yes, we've got to make another lantern.
Another?
The teeth were a bit of a problem on our first attempt.
Well, pumpkin lantern's got to have teeth.
I know. Henry's is going to have glasses too.
Ooh, very spooky. All the better to see in the dark.
Oh, we were clearing out a cupboard and found an old pair of your dad's.
Right. Well, you have been keeping him busy.
I've been keeping us both busy, deliberately. How did you get on?
Well, the divorce bit was much as I expected.
Really?
The hardest part was choosing which examples of unreasonable behaviour to put down.
Oh, Helen.
Though actually even that was pretty obvious.
Oh, love. So, what happens next?
They'll send it to me to check, and then it gets sent off to some regional divorce centre for them to deal with.
And when does Rob get to hear?
Oh, should take about 6 weeks to process it.
That's something to look forward to, then.
Yeah.
Must be relieved to have it underway, though. Isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so, to have it in the system.
But?
There's something else.
Oh, no. What now?
I could have told you Linda wouldn't want Cinderella.
Well, I thought Roy and I'd come up with some brilliant ideas. It's her loss.
As was my Marxist reading of it, with Justin Elliott playing the king and Dad as Baron Hardup, but no.
Oh, come on, even if Linda had gone for it, Dad was never going to say yes to that, Kate. Anyway, we're getting there on the cast.
Oh, who else have you signed up?
Well, Sabrina said her daughter might be interested, if she can add on to rehearsals once she's back from uni.
Sabrina Thwaite's daughter's at uni?
Yes, she's studying drama and English.
Well, she's as much of a show-off as her mother.
Who cares if it's a casting? Now, look, while I'm out on my meeting...
Oh, Alice, you're not going to give me a list of jobs, are you?
Can I remind you, you're the one who's supposed to be the assistant director, not me.
I have got other things to do.
Oh, so I see. Sitting here drinking... What is that?
Hibiscus tea. Reminds me of Africa.
Oh, that's very nice for you. But all I'm asking you to do is to work on Auntie Lillian. You know she's on Linda's list.
I'm not sure she's even up yet. She was at some ghastly backslapping business thing last night with Justin.
Oh, it's great. Get in there while she's hungover and vulnerable.
Look, I'm not bringing your hard sell business tactics to this, thank you. I'll do it my own way.
Yeah, or not at all, more like. At least will you email Linda and give her a nudge? Look, it's one thing for her to rubbish our ideas. Let's have something a bit constructive in return.
Trust me, that is not the way to handle Linda.
Kate, stop trying to get out of it. We're not going to let this thing beat us. Well, I'm not anyway.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Ian.
Hi. I'm afraid Adam's not around at the moment. I think he's checking the sheep.
No, it was your mum I was looking for.
Oh, you've just missed her. She's gone over to the Bridge Farm shop.
All right, I've just promised to drop off this book.
Oh.
She said she wanted some inspiration for Christmas meals.
Oh. Christmas already?
Typical mum, planning ahead.
Well, just leave it with me, I'll pass it on.
Thanks. I just bumped into Rory in the yard with Freddie Pargeter.
Mm.
Looks like they're both enjoying their half term.
Yeah, they're heading off to the stables.
Oh, I wish I was going for a hack too.
But duty calls?
Sadly, yes. I have a meeting over at Waterley Cross.
Is Freddie okay? He seemed a bit, I don't know, subdued.
I'm not looking forward to his maths resit next week, but that's hardly a surprise.
Ah.
It's nice of Freddie to make time for Rory like this.
No, it's a bit of a worry to Elizabeth.
Why? Rory's hardly a bad influence, is he?
No, it's just she mentioned that Freddie doesn't seem to have that many friends of his own age.
Well, has he not made any at college?
Not that she can tell. Lily's there late most nights, joined every group going, but Freddie spends the least time there possible.
Well, what does Freddie say about it?
Oh, don't be silly, Alice. He's a teenage boy. He's not going to talk about anything, is he?
Right, well, I better love yous and leave yous.
As I said, I think Adam's up with the sheep at the moment, but I'm sure he'd be pleased to see you.
No, actually, I'm meeting Helen at the country park.
Oh, I see.
Okay, I'll see you both.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, well, I better go too. Kate, don't forget you have a job to do as well.
Yes, I know. Just one more cup of tea.
Is there nothing that man won't do?
Mum, there's no point getting worked up about it.
Trying to change Jack's name to Gideon?
Look, it's all right. Dominic says it's got next to no chance of success.
Maybe not,
and he says Rob Solicitor will have told him the same.
Obviously hasn't stopped him.
No, well, that's Rob.
You're taking it very calmly, Helen.
What else can I do? It'll be bundled into the final family court hearing with everything else and the judge will dismiss it.
We hope.
I'm more worried about... Dominic's going to be sending another bill through.
Oh,
Well, that's okay. Well, it's not, though, is it? I know what my family law costs are, and yours and Dad's must have mounted up too. Well, there's still the cost of the final hearing to come, another bill from Maggie, one from Anna.
You mustn't worry about it, love.
Mum, you don't understand. I've absolutely no money at all.
What? Nothing?
I found out the other week. Rob's completely cleared our joint account.
Oh, Helen. Helen.
I know. But it's no use getting worked up about that either.
But he had no right.
It was mostly Gran's money, and I'm deeply sorry, but all the fuming in the world won't get it back.
We could try to see...
No. I don't even want to think about it. Please, Mum, just leave it.
Well, okay.
But it's all made me think. Shouldn't I wait to file for divorce?
No. Why?
Well, the initial fees, another £550, and that's just for starters. It's piling on more and more expense at just the wrong time.
No, Helen, you must divorce him. As soon as you can, get that man out of your life.
Really?
Yes. Look, your dad and I were going to talk to you. We've made inquiries, and we should be able to extend the mortgage to pay the legal fees. All of them.
What? You'd have to ask Tom.
We have. He's fine with it.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case...
You go ahead. £550. It's a drop in the ocean.
I suppose it is, really.
Now, you need to get off to meet Ian, don't you?
He's having a whale of a time.
Henry, don't chase the poor things like that. Oh, this has to be the most beautiful time of year in the country park.
It's sad, though, isn't it, a wee bit?
Well, summer's probably over. Can't pretend anymore.
The trees are in their autumn beauty. The woodland paths are dry.
Oh, Ian, that's beautiful.
It's about all I remember from school. Is it under the October... something mirrors a still sky.
Lovely. Are you sad still?
Well, about Adam?
Yeah.
Look, we haven't met up to talk about me, Helen. At least I don't think we have.
Well, we've got a bit of a problem then, because I don't want to talk about me.
Well, we have to.
No, we haven't. I've done nothing but talk about me and think about me for months in prison. Then I was released and everyone still wanted to talk about me and think about me. And they still do. And, well, I've had enough of it. I'm kind of sick of me.
Fair enough, then. You win this time.
Good. So?
So Adam's back. It's been nearly a fortnight now.
And?
I don't know, Helen. It's just really difficult. It doesn't feel right.
Well, I don't suppose it will at first.
How long's it going to take? If I'm honest, all this trouble's been brewing for years. I mean, is it going to take years before it gets any better?
Oh, Ian, I can't answer that one, I'm afraid.
Jennifer keeps hinting about counselling. I mean, I wasn't keen at first, but I wonder... I've been blaming Adam for what happened, but what about me?
Well, he was the one that was unfaithful.
Yeah, but how much did I suspect, really? I mean, how much did I know? How much was I in denial?
It's easy to be deceived when you love someone. That I do understand.
Yeah, I know you do. Now, the difference is, Helen, you were deceived by a psychopath. No one would have stood a chance against him.
Maybe.
Okay, look, so Adam deceived me, but how much did I deceive myself?
There's nothing wrong with wanting a marriage to succeed, Ian. And you must want yours to, or you wouldn't have had Adam back.
I suppose.
Well, I don't know about counselling, but I think you've got quite a lot of the way there just thinking it out for yourself.
Maybe.
And now, I've just got to have this conversation with Adam.
That's the tricky bit.
Shouldn't you be taking your wind chimes down now, not putting another one up?
No. Why?
They're not going to relax your clients if they're clanking in a howling gale all winter.
Oh, yeah. That's a point. How is your meeting?
Not bad.
A sale?
No, but he's given me another couple of leads that could be interested. One of them sounds like just the sort of farm that's crying out for Price Bowman technology.
Oh, well, good for you.
Thank you. So, how have you got on?
Well, I went down to the village. Mm. Oh, I saw Toby Fairbrother sporting a black eye.
Oh, yeah. Pip said he got kicked in a scrum.
More likely punched by the boyfriend of one of his conquests.
Oh, Kate.
It's a wonder he didn't get kicked somewhere else with his reputation.
Oh, and I had a message from Phoebe. Seems Roy's actually got on with this dating thing.
Oh, great. Apart from it suggesting his perfect woman was Tracy Horribin. Yes. Anyway, he's swiping away left, right and centre now.
Oh, well, that was the idea. Though, what I really meant was, how have you got on with the panto?
Yes.
Kate, have you even spoken to Lillian?
I missed her. While I was in the village, she must have gone off to Borchester.
Oh, this is hopeless. Well, I shall go and try and find Adam.
No, Alice, listen.
Look, one of us has got to get this casting gripped. I'll be calling Floss and throwing myself on Douglas Harrington's mercies again if I'm not careful.
You won't have to.
Well, how come?
Linda rang.
She hasn't come up with an actual panto. Why didn't you say?
You didn't give me the chance.
I think I did. So, what is it?
Mother Goose.
Isn't that a nursery rhyme?
Apparently, it's also a panto.
Oh, well, Linda should know. How did she decide on that one?
She took Oscar to a wildfowl and wetland centre.
Oh, of course. Silly me.
She's going to start working on the script, and she's sending a revised cast list matching people to parts.
Oh, hooray! Some help at last.
Yes, well, it'll make your job so much easier.
Whoa. My job?
Alice, the thing is, I'm really busy at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I can see hanging wind chimes as a full-time occupation.
No, you don't understand. There's a course next week on gut flora I'd really like to go to.
Gut flora?
They're the key to everything. And then there's Phoebe. I think she might finally let me go and see her.
Oh, so you're leaving it all to me?
Only the casting. I'll be back on board after that.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you... forget it. I'll do it on my own.
Come on, girls, keep it moving. Go on.
So you don't think it'd work?
Llama trekking. With Linda's llamas.
Why not? There's loads of my mates would love it as part of a stag weekend.
I can't see Linda welcoming your mates, Toby. Go on, then.
Just find a bit of land. Throw in some paintballing or some war games.
Oh, Linda will never buy that. Anyway, you don't want to get mixed up with her. You'll only find yourself involved in the panto. Look at poor Alice.
Yeah. Well, another idea bites the slurry.
You come up with something.
Yeah, not if you keep rubbishing them all the time.
I'm only trying to be realistic. I'm your focus group. Come on, girls, hurry up.
Okay, Pip, so the other idea is your Auntie Elizabeth.
What about her?
Does she do a sparkling wine?
I think so, but...
Hello!
In the shed!
Evening! Oh, hello, Toby.
Hiya.
Gosh, that eye looks painful. Rugby, was it?
Yeah, occupational hazard, Alan.
Quite. I was looking for your gran, Pip.
Oh.
About Remembrance Sunday.
It's her afternoon at the shop.
Oh.
I know she took a box of poppies down there the other week.
Oh, good. But it was more about the service, actually.
Oh, well, you might catch her there before it closes, if you're quick.
Ah, yes, I could try. Okay, then. Thank you. Bye.
See
Bye.
Ya. Right. I've got to go as well.
Where? You didn't say.
That's because I didn't know. But when you live with a marketing genius, Pip, you never know when inspiration will strike.
You've had an idea.
Wait and see.
Toby.
Won't be long.
Oh, I don't know about that, do you, Eddie? A special limited edition, no.
But I heard so much about it on Apple Day. Go on, let's have a taste.
The clue's in the name. Limited. We've only got a dozen or so bottles left.
And it's strictly for Cider Club members. And you ain't a member, eh, you told me, Fairbrother?
How much?
Oh, you can't just buy your way.
Yeah, well, oh, well. Maybe we could come to some arrangement. Temporary membership, Eddie. Ad hoc, like.
Ad what?
Just for tonight.
Great, how much?
A tenner.
Five.
7.50.
Done. Just for a taste, mind.
Fantastic.
Ooh. Oh, very much.
I'll get the key, and you can tell us how you really got thumped.
Oh, sorry, Rob. Yes. Right, OK. I didn't mean to... Well, it's funny I should see you.
Funny?
Yeah, I was going to drop by later.
Oh, why would you do that?
I had a call from your mother. She asked me to check that you were all right.
Well, there was no need for her to. It's typical. Send in the vicar.
Well, she's only concerned because she couldn't come up to be with you today. I gather you you had an appointment.
With the psychologist, you can say it. But as you see, I'm fine.
You don't seem quite yourself.
No, well, maybe I'm not. It's been a bit of a day.
Yeah, of course. And that's why Ursula rang. She only has your well-being at heart.
Well, I'm glad someone does.
You're not driving yet, are you?
No, not until next week.
Well, let me give you a lift home, then.
Oh, Christian charity. Heaven knows, this village could do with some.
Oh, our car's just here. Come on.
It's nice, but with a kick like a Brookfield cow.
Told you it was special.
Single variety, see, this is great. Drop more?
Oh, thanks, Joe. Here. Yeah. And the apples, the, what was it? The a Borsetshire Beauty.
Ah, that's the one. Oh, look at the colour of that.
It's a bit hazy, isn't it? Or was that just me?
It's real cider, isn't it? It's meant to be cloudy.
Oh, cloudy. Oh,
if it was a wine, you'd call that body, you and your posh mates, and you'd be sniffing it for notes of blackberry.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Thanks. And what am I getting here? Dead rat, Flitch of bacon? Isn't that your old cider maker's secret?
Oh, you don't want to believe all that. No, if that was slow to ferment, we might help it along.
Dad, you don't want to be giving away all our secrets.
Oh, no.
So, it goes down well with the cider club. But what about your consuming public?
Oh, well, we don't sell it, do we? Yeah, we're not allowed.
Well, you had to go, where do you know?
Under the non-existent counter.
We never quite nailed it. It's an upmarket drink, isn't it?
Well,
maybe sit there in a smock, he did, telling yarn.
Yeah, could have worked a treat, but he moaned non-stop, didn't you? And who's going to buy a sophisticated drink from a miserable old git?
Marketing is crucial.
Oh, tell me about it.
So, that's your cider. Now, what about this slow gin I was hearing about?
Ooh, our gin, eh?
Every drink needs a chaser.
I don't know. What do you say, Eddie?
We haven't got much of that left, either.
No. What did it cost you?
Yeah, I've paid up for the evening.
Gin isn't cider, is it?
Very profound. Where's my wallet gone?
Yeah, oh, find us a bottle, Eddie.
Righty-o. Yeah.
Shall we say another fiver?
Go on, then.
And you still haven't told us about that eye of yours. It was your brother, weren't it?
Psychometric test. What she thinks that's going to prove.
Well, they're quite widely used. Must be some good.
I've done them before, of course. Job interviews. You can see right through them.
Yeah, I'm sure Dr. Barber will...
waste of time. Psychologist. She looks like she's barely taken her 11 plus.
I'm sure she knows her stuff.
This psychobabble. You wait. She'll link it all back to toilet training or something.
I don't think that...
Surprised you didn't ask if I was breast or bottle fed.
Well, you'll find out what she's made of it all at the family court hearing, won't you? It's not long to wait now.
No. And at least I know that's coming. It's not going to come as a shock.
Oh, have you had a shock?
Yeah, well, how would you like to go into the village shop and hear your private life being discussed?
Oh, I see.
Just now. I walk in, but there's no one at the counter. Susan Carter, who won't condescend to serve me, by the way, is out the back telling Jill Archer the latest gossip.
About you?
Nice way to learn your wife is divorcing you.
Oh.
Well, we'll see how she gets on with that. The idea of Helen taking any decision, let alone... Still, what really matters in all this is Gideon. At least I can get that right.
Yeah, I know your son's very important.
He's the world to me. And soon it'll be official. His name and everything.
I'm sorry?
I've applied to change it. Legally.
I see.
Yes, in fact, the sooner Helen's out of my life and his, the better. Yes. Shall we have a drink?
I'm driving.
Oh, well, you can have coffee then.
That was a great evening, guys. Thanks.
Oh, sure. Pleasure to be fair, brother.
Yeah. We ain't had such a good laugh for ages. Well,
this could be the start of a beautiful friendship, eh?
Yeah, somewhat like that.
Yeah. Well, no, your special cider, it really is. It's,
Special?
I can see why it's popular. But the slow gin, now...
Now that...
Oh, it's a treat to serve it to somebody who appreciates it, isn't it, eh? Someone with a refined palate, eh?
Yeah, yeah. We usually save it for ladies' night.
Well, anyway, I'd better make a move.
Oh, well, yeah, it's getting late.
Is it? Oh, dear.
You'll have the missus after you if you're not careful.
Yeah, be getting yourself another shiner.
No. Me and Pip, we've got an understanding. Well, I'll see you around, guys.
Right, yeah.
Thanks again.
Yeah, mind you, you go.
Yeah. Bye.
Pillock. Never mind, son. We're 12:50 up on the night.
True. Let's get inside. Oh, blimey. Don't say it's him. Can't find his way down the track. Oh, message from Alice.
Oh, you bet it was his brother who walloped him. After the argy bargy they had in the pub.
I don't believe it.
What?
The panto. It's only going to be Mother Goose.
What? I thought it was Cinderella.
Do you think that little toe rag knew all along?
What's the problem?
Don't you see, Dad? Mother Goose. What's it going to be but a blooming great big advert for the Fair Brothers and their Christmas birds?
You're right, Eddie.
Oh, and just when we need every last penny from our turkeys for the rent... Oh, well, that's it. She can stuff her a banto.
What are you going to do?
Well, there's only one thing I can do. There's no way we Grundys are promoting a rival business. We'll withdraw our support.
Well, all of us?
All of us. Linda Snell can say what she likes. The Grundys are out.
Oh, it was actually hilarious, Pip.
This pasta's gone like chewing gum.
Bless them, they've got this so-called special cider. And it's in a dusty old screw-top lemonade bottle, but Eddie opens it and he pours it out like it's the Japanese tea ceremony.
If you'd have let me know you were going to be this late.
Yeah, I'm sorry, gorgeous.
And it's all stuck to the pan.
I'll make it up to you later.
I doubt it, Toby. The state you're in. So what did you think of it?
The cider? That's okay.
Not really your sort of drink, then?
No, but now the slow gin...
And you went on to the gin?
That was better. A bit sweet, but...
There you are.
Thanks. Oh, looks great.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Do you want the parmesan?
No, it's hot. It's okay, Pip. I think I'll just...
Oh, no. Bathroom, quick!
Night then, Rob.
Good night, Alan.
I'll keep in touch, if I may.
Why?
Well, because
I... Not a guilty conscience, surely, Vicar? Because your wife's chucking me out of my home?
It has nothing to do with that.
Oh, just general do-gooding, then. Perhaps you're worried my mother will be on your case. You're right to be. You want to watch her.
I'd just prefer to keep an eye on you.
Would you indeed?
I don't make judgments, Rob. And after everything that's happened, it's my wish, as well as my job... to try to heal this whole parish and everyone in it.
Well, you're wasting your time with me. I'm beyond redemption, don't you know?
No one is beyond redemption.
I'll try telling that to the lot at Bridge Farm. Or to anyone else in Ambridge. They'd have me burned at the stake if they could.
I don't think so.
I do. Of course, if you follow their twisted medieval logic, Helen should be on the ducking stool for all the lies she's told about me.
I'm not... going to get drawn into that, Rob. Look, you don't have to see me or speak to me, but I will try to keep in touch, just to see how you're doing.
Well, like I say, I don't need your charity.
Sometimes we're not the best judge of what we need.
And your higher calling means you are.
I'll leave it there for tonight. But equally, you know where I am if ever you want to talk.
Well, thank you, but I shan't. I shan't have time, for one thing. Start my new job next week. I'll be driving and independent again, and I have my son to think about.
As you wish. But don't forget what I've said. And I'll be praying for you.
Good luck with that.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.